This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And we're talking about restaurants and people behaving badly in them because there have been reports from abroad that restaurants are reporting bad behavior from their customers as they go back to dining in after lockdowns. So we're finding out how Malaysians have been behaving here in eateries. So if we look at the sorts of stories that are coming out specifically from the US, right, they're talking about behavior like customers refusing to follow SOPs, refusing to wear masks, complaining loudly about unavailable dishes, berating staff about long waits. Now, you might say that some amount of bad behavior from restaurant patrons isn't uncommon, but I think the key here is that a lot of restaurateurs are reporting that this sort of behavior has increased as people come back to restaurants after a long period of not being able to dine in. And I think some of this is perhaps to be expected because there are new rules to follow, there are new expectations in terms of behaviour. And of course, there's also more responsibility on the part of the restaurant workers to enforce these things. So certainly here, I know that it isn't always the easiest or the most comfortable position to be in to have to tell a patron to keep their mask on or to maintain social distancing or that only a certain number of people are allowed to sit at a table and so on. And so I've certainly seen some amount of discomfort or tension arising from situations like this. So we thought we'd check in with someone who owns a restaurant today to find out whether this is something that's been happening here in Malaysia as well. Because, of course, restrictions here have loosened. People are feeling safer about dining out. All states in Malaysia are currently under phase 4 of the National Recovery Plan, which means that fully vaccinated individuals nationwide can actually dine in. Hours have also been extended, so restaurants are now allowed to operate from 6 a.m. to 12 a.m. However, rules are still in place, of course, SOPs, physical distancing. So I think this brings about the question of what has changed and whether this is impacting the way people are behaving in restaurants. We would like to hear from you. What has it been like when you dine out? Have you noticed bad behaviour from other customers? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Famous Ko, who's the owner of the Ban Korat restaurant. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Break from mediocrity, BFM 89.9.
It is 5:10. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila, and we're talking about customers behaving badly in restaurants. This comes from reports from restaurants overseas that customers are behaving perhaps slightly worse as they come back post-lockdowns to dine in. So we thought we'd talk about what the situation here is in Malaysia. So do share your thoughts. Do share your thoughts with us. What has it been like when you've dined out? Have you noticed bad behaviour from other customers? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is Famous Ko, owner of Ban Korat Restaurant. Famous, welcome to the show. So the article that we started with references restaurants in the US, but what have you experienced locally? Has there been more bad behaviour from customers recently?
Okay, to answer this question, since I'm also in the F&B industry, managing a Thai restaurant in Klang, and get to see the customers' behaviour firsthand myself. In terms of behaviour-wise, there is not much changes. But there are still some rotten apples out there trying to challenge the authority guidelines. So generally, because I think the MCO in Malaysia was in an on-off mode, whereby there is still flexibility moving around. Customers can still drop by to our place to order takeaway directly from the shop during MCO. So the impact on the customer's behavior is not severely impacted.
Could you give us some examples of those bad behaviors you mentioned? What have they been about?
The outburst was more on the event of not wanting to scan using the MySejahtera app, actually. Yeah, there was a few times whereby customers is reluctant to actually scan and also write their names on the book given. So for whatever reasons, so myself, I personally politely declined them from entering Ban Korat Thai restaurant, which is the restaurant I'm operating. It would not be fair to those customers who had complied to the rules set by the government to help curb the spread of COVID-19. There was at times whereby customer told me that they had forgotten to bring their mobile phone with them. Hence, they cannot show me the vaccinated digital cert. So, which I had to politely decline them from entering as well. Yeah, we all need to play our part.
Why do you think this is happening? What causes them to perhaps react this way towards restaurant workers?
Well, I would have guessed that most probably it will be the stress endured during these 2 years, both mentally and monetary challenging times. Or it could be just plain ignorance or higher chance that they might not have been vaccinated and yet they still want to have the same privileges as those who had been vaccinated.
We have seen restaurants putting up signs, reminding customers of proper etiquette or SOP when they're dining in. Why do you think restaurants are doing this and do these signs work?
Okay, basically, restaurants are actually doing it just to serve as a reminder. And it's also being told by the authority to do so, like the 1 meter social distancing, etc. So the sign actually works, but to some extent, some customers tend to take things for granted and wanted to challenge the law by sitting close by, with the reason they are from the same household. It could be very challenging.
So when a customer does challenge you or has an outburst, how do you usually respond and manage the situation?
For my case, when the customer actually insists on entering the premise without scanning the My Sejahtera, right? My workers is the front line. They are the one that actually approach the customers first. So they would politely decline them from entering. As the saying goes, customer is always right, but not for this scenario, you see. So we need to stand firm with our decision and to keep on putting a smiling face, basically, because we are in the F&B industry. Right? This is to comply with the ruling applied and to deter us from kena saman also. So usually when my staff, if they are not able to handle the customers, then it will go to me. I will try. But a lot of times when I step in, it gets resolved there and there. So if needed, then I will get the local authority to actually step in. But that had not been the case. It has not went to that extent.
So as you mentioned, the workers are really the front line of handling all of this. When customers do behave badly, what's the impact on the restaurant workers?
Basically, I think there is actually none. Because the workers are being briefed very clearly from the beginning. It is either a yes or no. There's no two ways or grey area about it. But meeting with this type of customers who do not comply sometimes will be very time consuming because they might take you 5 to 10 minutes of your time challenging, trying to get in, to the premise and all this stuff. So they know they cannot bash their way through, but they still insist on trying to challenge the law. At the end of the day, we still need to be firm with what we are doing. Basically, they are actually aware that this law given by the government does not only apply on our restaurant, but it's a nationwide thingy. So nobody to blame. Like I stated earlier, there's no two ways about it. The motivational level from the restaurant worker or myself is still high, as long as we know what we are doing is right.
So, in closing, what message would you like to give to those of us who are dining out at this point in time?
For me personally, the message that I would like to pass out to those who are dining out, the rules are there for a reason. So, everybody needs to play their part to curb the spread of COVID-19. As much as we would like to have everybody from all walks of life to dine in and to potentially earn their money, we need to set our priorities straight. Rules are rules. Rules can be broken, but not at this point of time, as the potential risk at stake is very high.
Famous, thanks for speaking with us. That was Famous Ko, restaurant owner of Ban Korat Restaurant. And we've been talking about customers behaving badly or poorly in restaurants following the lifting of restrictions as more people dine out. And we've been asking you for your experiences. What has it been like when you dine out? Have you noticed bad behaviour from other customers? You can share them with us. You can call 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have some experiences already. So let's see. We have Adlina who says, I took my dad to a famous coffee shop over the weekend and was quite disappointed when I saw a bunch of guys walking around not wearing a mask and ordering their food. I sometimes wonder, do they just not want to follow the SOPs out of convenience, or are they just ignorant? I mean, this is an experience I've had as well. I think the whole keep your mask on when you're in public is something that's executed rather loosely by people, depending on how comfortable they feel, how convenient it is for them. And certainly restaurants that require you to move around or to go to a counter and place an order, I've seen this happen more than once. And I do feel like it's tough for the restaurant staff, especially if they're not necessarily very high up on the authority chain, to enforce this without also being, without getting a negative reaction from the customers. So I think that's a tough one. We also have Lola Pola who says, I saw a parent screaming her lungs out at her kids for not being able to sit still. If you can't manage your children, then don't bring them out to public places. You're causing chaos for other customers who are just there to have a proper meal. So I think this is what I meant earlier when I said that oftentimes, these sorts of experiences in public spaces are things that we had before the pandemic as well. But I do think that what's changed is that after the lockdowns, people are also a lot more stressed out. The act of going out to eat and being in public and all the SOPs that you have to keep to, and perhaps particularly if you're managing a child, there's so much to juggle and deal with. So I do think that I'd like to think that not everyone wants to behave badly, but I do think that there are a lot more stresses or causes of anxiety now when people are out and about. Do send your thoughts our way. Have you been noticing people behaving badly in restaurants? What's it been like when you dine out? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And in keeping with today's discussion, here's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with Bad Reputation, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.